This is by Brad Slager of RedState.com. New report shows push for electric cars is actually killing the rainforest. You think? It's what we've been talking about, that rare earth minerals and the mining of rare earth minerals is actually worse for the planet than my excursion. Than my diesel excursion, which I still am trying to sell to somebody so I can get my my organization off the ground. Which I had a very strange run-in yesterday with somebody who wanted to buy it. Thankfully the Texas Crusaders were able to give me a helping hand on that. Some did, some didn't, you know, as it goes. Some people are always very pedantic on these kind of things and whatever. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, my excursion, trying to sell my excursion, because that's cleaner than batteries. And the rare earth minerals that we're told are going to save the planet. But let's get to this article. It was buried during the Thanksgiving weekend, but the CNN managed to commit a random act of journalism. Probably it was an intern. Detailing some new climate data that was found to show that the Earth's warming actually began many decades earlier than stated. That's because you were in a different solar cycle. This revelation managed to both throw off climate modeling as well as make the claim that mankind's technology was not the root cause of, well, anything going wrong. What do you mean kill switch? I'm stupid. What do you mean kill switch? No kill switch either. Somebody said something that I don't know what that means because I'm dumb. You know me. I'm just kind of stupid. You're going to have to help me out with that stuff. Let's see here. Joining in the fray now is NBC News, which has also surprised by delivering another inconvenient truth. A new report shows that the need for more raw nickel ore, which is driven by the explosive market for lithium batteries, is causing the eradication of pristine rainforests in the Philippines. So that guy who shows up in the F-150 Lightning electric truck and tells you how he's saving the planet, he's like, dude, you just destroyed half the rainforest for that. What are you talking about? I'm saving the planet because of the carbon minutia manaka. Nope. From NBC News, how the rise of electric cars endangers the last frontier of the Philippines. I mean, NBC News has to say it. Ah, that's right. There is no electronics. Yeah, there is definitely no electronics in this excursion. That's one thing I wish I didn't have to sell it, because it is kind of EMP proof. I mean, it's also like reliability proof too. I'm trying to sell it. The thing works perfectly. It's in pristine order. Anyway, Mike Church has talked about this. I have talked about this. That the more you try to mine out the rare earth minerals, and in this place, nickel ore, because they're always like, oh, fracking is so bad for the planet. Look at these oil fields. They're destroying the wild mushu, whatever, animal. They always come up with some random, like, rat or whatever. The mushu animal's gonna die if we have this oil. But then you're like, hey, you're burning the entire rainforest. And they're like, that's fine. You can just always plant more trees, idiot. You always plant more trees, dummy. Anyway, this is not a gradual loss of acreage, the article says. Massive swaths of the forest are being shredded as nickel mines are expanding at a rate far greater than the rise in global temperatures. As this is rather dire news, because not only is this a problem being realized now, but other automakers and numerous other machinery and appliance makers are growing into the process of transitioning. Like Ford said, well, we're going to be completely electric by 2030. GM said the same thing. Everybody's talking about having electric fleets of cars in 10 years. Well, that means you're going to have to burn the entire rainforest down to the ground so you can get your precious nickel ore for your precious ineffective electric vehicles. Already, this is at a deep... This impact has been rather deep, becoming more alarming, according to this NBC News report. Quote, a nickel mine stretching nearly 4 square miles scars the forest above a local resident's farmland. The mine, Rio Tubia, plays a vital role in satisfying the global demand for mineral more coveted than ever due to part of the explosion of the electronic car industry. Miles. This is an instantaneous impact on the ecosystem, something that appears to be far worse than the dire predictions we have been delivered to justify the phasing out of fossil fuels. That's right, they will have some place to put the batteries since that land won't be usable anymore. They can just bury it all there. But it is amazing that the demand for nickel is skyrocketing. These mines are going to expand deeper into the rainforest, destroy... Remember when, you know, we were told that... Or during Trump's administration, we were getting pictures of like a forest fire in Brazil. Oh, it's because of climate change that the bursting, beautiful rainforest is dying. And then 2 years later, they're like, cut those trees down, sucker. We need that mineral. We need them. Cut them. Burn the trees. Do whatever you got to do. I'll burn the trees myself. And it was never about the environment. It was never about the environment. It was about getting us off reliable fuel that is cheap, that allows autonomy. All of this stuff, all of it, all of these initiatives are about making us slaves. Having the ability to drive 500 miles in my excursion on a single tank of gas really upsets the elites because I can go anywhere. I can go in any direction, well, except west, because 500 miles, I'd still be in the state of Texas. I love my state. It's funny, when you drive in from Louisiana into Texas, like, as soon as you hit mile marker one, they say Dallas, you know, 200 miles, and then El Paso, 800 miles away. Like, you don't need to tell me El Paso's 800 miles away. I get it. That's such a morale killer, too. Like, all right, we made it in Texas. We'll be here for the next 10 and a half hours. You think I'm joking? Try it. But the push for electric car and the push for all electronics, it's not for efficiency. It's not to save the planet. It's for control. Because it's harder to control people who have independent autonomy. In the form of energy, in the form of being able to drive wherever they want. And so, just another example you and I know about. Oh, look at my electric car. I'm saving the environment. You ain't saving nothing. You ain't saving anything. You're actually contributing to the problem more than I am. I can stand out with 2 cans. 2 hours. Ave Marie, you can get through Rhode Island with a strong wind in 45 minutes. You think I'm kidding. If it's like 3 in the morning and you hit from Connecticut, which sucks, into Rhode Island, if you get to the state of Rhode Island at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll be out by 3:45. I am not even kidding. Not even kidding. It's 35 miles wide by 45 miles long. Literally in an hour. In an hour. Now, if you get into Rhode Island traffic, then it's maybe 2 hours. Don't go during beach season in the afternoon. You'll be there forever.